So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Right now, Bill Snyder joins us from the Tom Skilling Weather Team. Thanks for making time for us, Bill. How you doing?
Of course, Anna. How are you? It's great to talk to you again.
Oh, it's good to talk to you, too. I saw that you guys celebrated 43 years with Mr. Tom Skilling.
I know. Is that amazing or what? To think that when Tom started working at WGN, I was carousing the neighborhoods in my tricycle and big wheel. And here we are 43 years later, and he's still going strong.
And you've been there for half of those years. Did I see that right? Half of those years?
Pretty close, yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. The time just, everything kind of blends together here when you're busy and wrapped up in the day-to-day operation. You don't realize just how many how many months and even years that just seem to fly by.
You know, you posted an awesome video. I guess it air on the news? Is that what you pulled?
You know what? I think that was done by our creative services department. It was either done last year or the year before, but it was very well done. And our news team just happened to repost it. So I figured, well, let's put it on there again because it was very well done.
It's so well done. And if you're a fan of Tom Skilling's, as I am, and so many of us are here in Chicago, and just, you know, love and respect him. It just goes through his career from the days when he first started, and he's this whippersnapper, you know, wearing his, what is it, like a gold jacket?
Gold jacket, right, uh-huh, right. They had these yellow blazers, and my gosh, it was back in the old leisure suit era, right?
Uh-huh, right. And he had a lot of hair back then, and he's changed, but the whole purpose of it is talking about how no one has cared more about the weather, the science, and about you over these years, and it's so true.
Right, right. I mean, how often do you find somebody that's, you know, it's a staple of one TV station for over four decades? It's pretty remarkable.
And a staple for the whole city, I'd
right,
say, when
right.
the severe weather breaks, it's like
oh my gosh, yeah, isn't that the truth?
And you know, your contributions too. But hey, let's play isn't a little it? Bit. Let's play a little bit, Bill, because it's very visual, but just hearing his voice in the different scenarios is kind of cool too.
Tom Skilling becomes a member of the News 9 team. And in one of the most exciting weather markets, probably in the whole United States.
The next generation weather radar.
That's the sound of ice breaking. Here on top of the Sears Tower, the days are actually a little bit longer. Out here, it can roar.
We are being chased by a tornado.
This is Tom Skilling interrupting with special severe weather.
There are some heavy storms in the southern suburbs, full-blown blizzard and many hours of snow.
Yeah, and then there's the solar eclipse part of it when Tom was moved to tears by that whole thing too, Bill. It's really emotional.
Exactly, yeah. I know people were like, oh my gosh, why is he? Yeah, I said, you just... That's Tom, you know. I mean, he kind of he wears his emotion on his sleeve. You know, it's not like he's there's nothing fake or pretentious when it comes to Tom.
No, that's what's so incredible, because he's like this hero here and this treasure, and yet you're right. He just the stories of his kindness to just absolutely everyone are everywhere. So it's, you know, it's awesome.
Yeah, it really is, and you know, he's you know, with. Coupled with all the severe weather we had last week, it wasn't the easiest of weeks for Tom. I don't know if you had heard, but their dog Maddie passed away.
I did. I just reached out to him because I saw his Facebook post, and I know how close he was with her and how much joy that Maddie brought to his life. He mentioned it many times on the air with us here.
Yeah,
talking about Maddie and, you know, just their life together, rescuing her from a shelter and that whole thing. So yeah, it was tough. But he's on vacation now, right, Bill?
Is he is. Okay. Yeah, he is. I think this go around, they're actually splitting it up. They're doing part of the trip in Alaska. I don't know if you knew Tom has a place up there in Alaska that a big log cabin house that he had built several years ago, and so they're up there, and then back to Hawaii. I mean, he's I think my warm weather tropical influence has weared on him a little bit here, because he certainly is Hawaii has grown on him, no question about it.
That's good.
Taking more trips to the tropical destinations versus the I mean, Alaska is beautiful in its own right. There's no question about it. But he certainly is taking more trips in warmer venues. So,
Bill, do you turn up the heat in the weather office when he's gone? Because I know he likes it cool and you like it hot.
You know, I keep it consistent. I'd say, you know what, about 74, 75 in here is nice. It's funny, Anna, because certain parts of this building, you know, as old as our building is, my gosh, it's it you go to different room, different parts and it can feel like an ice box, and then you go into other parts and it can feel warm and clammy. So I think that they're struggling with all the operations that we have going on in here to keep a consistent temperature. And I certainly wouldn't want to be the HVAC guy that has to take care of that, you know?
Well, you got a lot of expensive equipment there in the weather department.
We do.
You don't want to mess with that.
No, for sure.
Bill,
I agree.
Can you hang on a second? We're going to check traffic, and then we'll find out what's going to come our way for the next week and whatever you can tell us about the weather this week.
You bet.
Bill Snyder is joining us from the WGN-TV Weather Center. Much quieter weather pattern compared to a week ago when you folks were awfully busy. I'll tell you, Bill.
Oh, it was something.
Yeah.
You know, it turns out, Anna, that 4-day spell, the National Weather Service team issued 45 warnings, severe weather warnings in our viewing area. That extends all the way from Rockford east into northwest Indiana and down towards Kankakee. So 45 warnings were issued in the period between Monday and Thursday. We have not had a busier severe weather period in Chicago since June of 2008, which is remarkable. So I'm telling you, the fact that we have this gorgeous, gorgeous stretch of late summer weather is certainly deserved after last week. You know, today marks the fifth straight day in Chicago that we've had 85% or greater of our possible sunshine. And I know we're enjoying every minute.
Oh, we're enjoying it, and the temperature is pretty awesome.
Temperatures are pretty
too.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, it really is gorgeous. It's hard to believe, but meteorological summer is now, believe it or not, we only have 2 weeks to go. And then we begin what we call climatological autumn. Our seasons there meteorologically are spaced out by month because it's easier for record keeping. And so the record keepers start, you know, for example, meteorological summer would be June, July, and August. Meteorological autumn would be September, October, November. And then meteorological winter would be December, January, February, and so on. And so some interesting stats on that. Right now, we're in the midst, it may surprise a few people, but it's the 22nd warmest summer going right now of the past 150, which actually puts us in the warmest 15 percentile. We're running about 3 degrees above normal, but about 2.5 degrees cooler than the summer a year ago. So it's been a warm summer, even though we may not have had the number of hot days that, you know, you would typically expect, although we've still had our fair share of hot days. We just haven't been as blazingly hot as some other parts of the country have been.
And maybe it hasn't persisted as long. I don't know.
It doesn't feel
that hot to me.
Right. No, absolutely. It's very, very true, Anna. And these hot spells have been interrupted by, you know, periods of winds off the lake. We've also had some, thunderstorm clusters that kind of checked the temperature and brought more cloud cover. And that certainly contributes to a cooler temperature than would otherwise occur.
Yeah, that's for sure. So what's happening to our temperatures now, Bill?
You know, we're actually going to start climbing a little bit, and we're going to add some humidity to the mix. So it's going to start feeling, you know, not quite as hot as it was last week, but I would suspect that we should warm up into the mid-80s tomorrow and kind of stair-step our way a few degrees each day. It is getting a little dry in spots just because, you know, the rain don't fall evenly this time of the year. So one area gets hit and another area doesn't. And we lose about 1.5 inches of evaporation per week. So we really need to, you know, keep that moisture coming to keep our lawns, nourished and gardens and so forth. So, but we should start to introduce at least some widely scattered thunderstorms here as we get towards the end of the week and over the weekend. Hopefully, they won't interrupt the Blue Angels on Saturday, Air
Water
Show.
What does that forecast look like, do you think?
You know, there looks like a few scattered thunderstorms because I know myself, I'm going to be out there on the lake actually on my friend's boat. So hopefully, fingers crossed, Anna, we won't be dodging any storms. But the good news is I don't expect any widespread severe weather like we had last week with any of these storms. They'll be hit and miss, and you know, some areas will get it, but other areas will miss out completely. So hopefully that area that misses out will be over the lakefront this weekend.
Yeah, you hope not, because it's nice to enjoy these few remaining summer weekends.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. And you know, I mean, again, the fact that we're heading towards meteorological fall, I just should point out that just because we're heading almost in September, that we still have plenty of warm weather left. I checked some records here, and we've typically, from this point forward, before the autumn chill sets in for good, we average about 22 days of 80 degrees or higher before that happens, and we average another 5 90 degree days. So, you know, we are losing daylight. That's noticeable as well. We've lost just over an hour and a half of daylight since our longest day back in June. So we're starting to see the signs of fall, but not all a bad thing if you like fall sports. If you're a football fan, of course, that means college football, and Northwestern Wildcats will be on the field soon, which is good. Good news.
Mm-hmm.
Fall is a pretty time of the year in Chicago as well.
Oh, it is. It's some of the best times. I think early October is one of my favorite times in the city. I used to just always take a week off because when I first got to NBC, you had no seniority and you had like all the people who had been there for 30 years or more. And so I'd only get like the October dates and whatever was left over. And I remember that first week in October just would be my vacation week.
Right.
And I'd do like a staycation, just walk around the city and enjoy the beauty of everything we have here. And it typically was such a good weekend.
It is. I mean, the first week in October, our normal highs are in the high 60s, low 70s. So that's gorgeous. And it can even be warmer than that. Do you remember I can't remember what year it was, but the Chicago Marathon several years back when mm-hmm. we had that unprecedented warmth and humidity,
they
had to stop the marathon early because it was unusually humid, near temperatures near 90 degrees. And like I said, high levels of humidity that aren't typical for that time of the year.
Boy, I don't know how people do that in perfect weather, but when it gets to be sort of extreme in either direction, it sort of
right.
feels like, gosh, I'm feeling for them. But aren't you a runner, Bill?
I am. I run. I like to hike, and so. But yeah, I would probably be I don't run 26 miles like some of the marathoners. I got all the respect in the world for them because they do. I mean, that's takes months of training. One of our reporters here, Brona Tumulty, is training for the Chicago Marathon this fall, and I know she's been working hard at it. So. It's not easy.
Well, we'll be cheering her on. I always
exactly.
do. It goes by my sister's house, so we always cheer people on. And they're having it this year, and I think that they are requiring vaccinations this year
right.
for it. And I guess there's a few, I don't know, maybe not as many people running it as usual, but it's on.
Yeah.
It's in October, so
yeah.
that'll be cool.
That's definitely good news, considering, we weren't able to have it last year.
Yeah, Bill, I'm just looking here at the nation. On the East Coast, they're dealing with some disturbances.
They are, yes. There is a weather disturbance, and then there's also some moisture spreading up there that was the remnants from Tropical Storm Fred, Tropical Depression, now it's just a tropical wave, mm-hmm. what was left of that. So there is quite an area of heavy rain expected there up along the Appalachians and up mm-hmm. to the East Coast.
But not here.
We got gorgeous weather. And I mean, another beautiful day tomorrow. We'll warm up a few degrees from today in the mid 80s. And we may even, flirt with 90 degrees here by Thursday, Friday, and even Saturday. So we like it to be hot when we're on the boat, on the lake.
Oh, I know. Well, you like it to be hot every day, it sounds like. That's your preference. But this is your final few weeks, I guess.
Exactly.
Getting your
once you start, even though I mentioned the fact that we still see about 5 90 degree days, that's, the next few weeks, that's when it typically occurs. And, mm-hmm. Once you get into the middle of September, it becomes more and more difficult just because, we're losing about 2 to 3 minutes of daylight each day. And, a lower sun angle makes it more difficult to heat up.
How about that? Hey, Bill, before I let you go, I wanted to ask, did you make it out to the Field of Dreams game? I know you're a big Cubs fan.
I'm a Cubs fan. And I also root for the White Sox. I'm not, solely a Cubs fan. I'd like to see the Sox do well. And, no, I did not. I was here working. So, but I admired all the reports from Kevin over there at WGN Radio, and it looked like Lauren just had an absolute blast.
Oh, yeah,
I loved seeing her pictures.
Lauren was in heaven. I think.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I want to go back so bad already.
It was so cool.
It really was. It was an epic moment. I mean, I don't think you could have scripted the ending any better than it.
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Really awesome.
Yeah, it was.
Well, thanks for the time, Bill, and say hello to everyone over there at Channel 9.
It's always great chatting with you, Anna.
Bill Snyder, he is in the WGN-TV Weather Center there with Tom Skilling, who's out having a great vacation, hopefully. And we'll revisit with Tom when he comes back. But Lauren, are you feeling like a little bit of a letdown?
Yes,
after?
And it's so funny because my friend that was able to go with me, she texted me today talking about it. She's like, I wish we were going back to Thursday. And I was like, I know.
Bring me back to that day.
It's already too far in the past for me.
But you've got the memories and the pictures, and you should check them out because it looked like you were having a heck of a good time. That's going to do it for us. Steve Bertrand is coming up after the news at the top of the hour from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Enjoy the rest of your evening. And as you heard Bill Snyder say, no severe stuff coming our way, just a little warmer, a little more humid, but all in all, pretty nice couple days coming forward.